Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two, USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us, and we're talking about the stolen election. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. And again, thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right. And also, thank you for letting me hog so much airtime, Vince, because I think this is so important. I think America, this is a make-or-break moment. There's so many thousands of pieces of information, of evidence, of whistleblowers, of videos, of smoking guns, of, oh, my gosh. The fact that they, the powers that be, have not said that this election is total fraud, and we should have a revote in every state, is mind-boggling. It just goes to show, folks, the people at the top, every institution, every government is fake. They're bought and paid for. They're blackmailed. Everything is rigged. Nothing is legitimate. Nothing in America is legitimate. Nothing in America is legitimate anymore. Next article. 23,000 ballots have an impossible return date earlier than the date sent. This is in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania doesn't have smoking guns. They got videos of the guns being shot and the bullets coming out of the chamber in slow motion. Think about this. 23,000 ballots have an impossible return date earlier than the sent date. How is this the United States of America, people? What the hell is going on around here? Is there anybody in the DOJ, the U.S. Marshals, or the FBI, or our intelligence agencies, or law enforcement that doesn't have a yellow stripe down their back? Is there anybody? I can't even believe I'm reading this crap. Next article. U.S. rejected Ukraine. This is going back in history a little bit in 04. Rejected Ukraine election results over absentee ballots. You can't make this stuff up. We did not allow an election because we were so high and mighty and noble, and we all had all this philanthropy and all this. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, and we don't even practice what we preach, and we're telling other countries that we're not accepting elections. All this phony benevolence is literally leaping out of the jar here. Next article, de Blasio's daughter was, for those of you who didn't see this, de Blasio's daughter, who's, as you know, the mayor of New York City, says that Biden stole the election. Now they're saying, this is on video, this is on audio, and now they're saying it was a slip on the of the tongue, when she admitted that Biden stole the election. We're not even in Twilight Zone episodes anymore. We're not even in the Matrix. We're not in anything 1984 Orwellian. We are so corrupt. There is no legitimacy in the U.S. government, and it goes a hundredfold for the biggest establishments like the UN, and the CFR and the Trilateral Committee, the whole works. Everything is corrupt. Nothing is legitimate. We need to go back to the Constitution. This is the biggest election fraud steal in the history of America. This is, I've never read anything in history worldwide as blatant, obvious, and fraudulent as what's going on here. Okay, next article. You're going to love this. 99.6% of mail-in ballots went to Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. Wrap your head around these numbers, people. Remember when Rand Paul the other day questioned the election results? He was talking about the context or the analogy of how the government sent 1.1 million dead people stimulus checks. Remember that? Well, I've been doing a little research on that. There's a database of over 2 million people that are dead. Do you think it's possible that this database all voted? Hell yeah. Next article. Arizona Democrat, Secretary of State rejects independent analysis of voting data. So the corrupt Democrats in Arizona and Nevada are literally telling the people who live there, your vote opinion means nothing. Zero. Next article. McCain unveils 234 pages of affidavits alleging election irregularities, pardon me, in Michigan. In just Michigan alone. 234 pages just in Michigan. Poll Watcher. Mystery Detroit ballots were delivered in vehicles with out-of-state plates at 4:30 a.m. People, are you listening to all this evidence? Again, this is on video. These are affidavits. These are witnesses. These are whistleblowers. This is math. This is freaking math. How is the heck is the mainstream media calling Joe Biden a president-elect? This is the biggest scam I've ever seen in my life. I've never read about a scam anywhere in history worldwide bigger than what's going on today or right now. Next article. Giuliani says 650,000 votes were counted unlawfully in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. 650,000. Remember the website I shared with you in the beginning of the show, everylegalvote.com? Please take some of what I'm saying and some of this math and go into everylegalvote.com and see where President Trump stands. He won this election hands down. He won it more than he won it last time. This is a scam. And it turns out that most of the donations to Donald Trump's election legal fund were being diverted to someone else somewhere else. Wow. And you remember that we mentioned that U.S. Postal Service whistleblower Richard Hopkins, who's a patriot? Remember that? Well, the U.S. News said he recanted his story, saying that basically he lied or he misspoke. Well, Richard Hopkins, the U.S. Postal Service whistleblower, said absolutely not. So what did they do? James O'Keefe actually released secret recordings of federal agents attempting to coerce this U.S. Postal Service whistleblower patriot, Richard Hopkins. The federal government went in there to coerce him. Is there anybody in the federal government that can look themselves in the mirror? What's your morale like in the federal government right now, really? What is it like? Vince, I know I can't, but boy, I feel like saying a lot of four-letter words, and I won't. Don't worry, but boy, my blood is boiling. This is just what I've discovered in the last 2 days of research since the last time I was on the show on Tuesday. I can't even believe it. I've read and I've researched and I've
verified
all this.
Rich, I know. I know your blood is boiling. I know. I can hear it. And while you're just letting your blood pressure come down, I don't know, 40, 50 points, Biden's chief, COVID chief, says that the U.S. should go into a total national lockdown for 6 weeks. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this, Mrs. Finelli came into the studio. It never happens. Okay, she is so concerned. I mean, Mrs. Finelli's pretty calm. You know her. Well, she came into the studio and she said, would you talk to Rich about this? Biden's chief, COVID chief, says the U.S. should go in total lockdown for six weeks to avoid.
I'm going to say this in four more articles, buddy. But go ahead.
Go ahead. All right.
No, you go ahead.
He's saying, this guy, Dr. Michael Osterholm suggests the U.S. should go into a 4 to 6 week national lockdown to combat the spike in coronaviruses. Now, the thing that Mrs. Finelli was shocked about is he says that the states could borrow money to pay wages while businesses are forced to close. Now, borrowing money used to mean, unless it's really been changed, borrowing money means you get to use it, you pay interest for using it, and then you pay it back. Unless that's really changed and they mean gift, why would a business borrow money to keep employees working when they're not going to be working for 4 to 6 weeks? Why would they do that? Why wouldn't they just say, y'all go home? We can't afford you because we're not doing anything. We're shutting down. If we shut the country down for total shutdown, national lockdown, that's what they're talking about, for 4 to 6 weeks, that means lots of things stop. Lots of things. Pretty much everything. And yet the government is saying, well, the feds, they can just pay their employees because, well, they'll just print the money, right? But everybody else is going to go belly up, or almost everybody else. Think about that. How, if you're in lockdown and you have a good old-fashioned checking account and you actually pay by checks and you go to the bank and use cash, how are you going to do that? Oh, well, you should have, could have, would have had an electronic account, right? Pay by clicking the mouse. Well, if you don't, and we don't, you got a big problem. So that's what the Jumpin' Joe the Plagiarist's guy, the COVID chief, Michael Osterholm, suggests that happen. Lock the country down 4 to 6 weeks. This is a big deal. Locking the country down means nothing happens. Nothing.
This is
very, very serious.
This is a huge big deal. What they want to do is, remember many times I have a whole list of like 25, 30 things I talk about the agenda. This is part of it. They want to delegitimize the U.S. dollar. They want a cashless society. They want a total takeover of digital dollars where the powers that be can basically print anything they want to their buddies, to the pedophiles, to the Planned Parenthoods, to the depopulation efforts, all the things on the – this is, they want a government cryptocurrency that's centralized. There's not going to be any validity in it. And they're forcing people to do this. We are living history right now, folks. And I was going to mention this in four more articles, but let's talk about, you know, how they're using the agenda and COVID and the pandemic to basically, they're going to say it's used to revive the economy, but it's being done to do exactly the opposite. Okay, like, for example, Governor Cuomo issues lockdowns on private homes just before Thanksgiving. I want you to think about this. This is totalitarian. This is Nazi USSR stuff. How many times have they called President Trump a Nazi? That's exactly what they're doing. Every time they call the Republicans something, they're doing what they're accusing us of doing. This is totalitarian communist takeover. And as I mentioned the other day, the New York Bar Association calls for mandatory COVID vaccines with no exceptions. That's called slow kill, folks. That's called destroying your immune system. Let's just talk about.
Now let's talk about what's going to happen to the. Let's talk about what's going to happen to the police. Let's say the police are forced to lock us down for 6 weeks. Do you think that as a police officer, they themselves will not be targets? They will be targets for trying to enforce the national lockdown. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Achievements with us. So let's wrap three things that have happened in one little package. Three things this week. So the Biden conspiracy slash regime wants to lock down the United States of America for 4 to 6 weeks. At the same time, Deutsche Bank has announced that it wants to tax people for working from home, about 5%. At the same time, the New York State Attorney General, the New York State Bar Association passed a resolution urging the state to consider making it mandatory for all New Yorkers to undergo COVID-19 vaccinations when they're available, even if people object for religious, philosophical, or personal reasons. So here we have total control of we the villagers. That's what they want. Now, what about this taxation by Deutsche Bank? What Deutsche Bank is saying is, well, y'all used to go to work while there's a whole bunch of infrastructure that somebody paid for, and that infrastructure is not being used. So because that's not being used, you should be paying for it. Now, who built that infrastructure? That would be the banks. That would be businesses. So because that infrastructure is not being used, Deutsche Bank wants to tax people who are working from home, because they say if you're working from home, you're not using the infrastructure, you know, the elevator and the heat and things like that. And so, and you're not going out to eat and spending $10 going out to eat. So that $10 should be given back to other people. Take it from you and give it to other people. Then they're saying, well, you know, you've got all these advantages of working from home. You don't have to buy the fancy wardrobe. You don't have to have your hair done. You're not going out to eat every day. But what they forgot is Well, now you've got the air conditioning system running at home that would be left on off while you were at work, the lighting system, the internet, all the extra furniture that you had to buy to work from home, all that, well, that doesn't count, right? So here we have people twisting words, twisting meanings, twisting logic to make you think that you should be paying more for less. That's twisted logic, and that's what's happening. Up is down, left is right, back is forward. That's what's happening all over the United States of America. People are lying to us, and the election is just part of it. It's a whole plan to take us down. And you have to think about this. You have to think, how sick would a person be to want to pollute his own swimming pool? Well, that's what these elite are doing. They've literally polluted the planet. Dumped trash in the ocean, put trash in space, polluted the air, polluted the land, spread radioactivity all over the planet. That's what they do. They don't mind doing it. That's how evil they are. We can't think in those terms because we're not like that. They are defective. These elite are defective. And if they want to reduce population, I'm all for it. Start with them. And we'll see how it works. Start reducing population with all of the elite. They go first. Since they want it. They called for it. You guys go first. Rich?
You know, Vince, I've been given so many ideas and solutions by the thousands over the years. Talk about practice what you preach laws. If it was implemented, by the so-called good people, you know, all these ideas and solutions that I've talked about, my God, over the years. But the problem is the people in power, they want to manufacture their perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. They're afraid to step outside the box. They're afraid to talk math. They're afraid to tell the truth. They're basically just followers. It's unbelievable. President Trump is literally surrounded by followers, cowards, and traitors. It's very disturbing. And, you know, when you were talking about what Deutsche Bank wants to do and tax people at home for working out of the home, well, that's why they want to keep property taxes going up. But, you know, see, they don't talk about all this carbon footprint crap that they've been talking for years. How about the fact that you're not taking your car and you're not traveling, you're not commuting, you're working at home, you're decreasing your carbon footprint? But, see, that's an instance where it doesn't occur. But since you started bringing up COVID before, and we talked about the New York Bar Association and Cuomo locking private homes down before Thanksgiving, my gosh, people in New York and California, you are literally living in a Nazi USSR hell. I mean, here we have articles like the UK Prime Minister is meeting with Bill Gates. Boris Johnson sold out the people to discuss implementing a global vaccine to destroy your immune system, to give you nanotechnology, so you're a 5G antenna. Let's talk about some math when we come back. Holy smokes.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Israeli and Egyptian officials are reporting 7 peacekeepers, including Americans, have been killed in a helicopter crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Among the dead, 5 U.S. personnel from the Multinational Force and Observers, or MFO. It currently consists of 1,154 military personnel from 13 countries, the largest contingents from the United States, Colombia, Fiji, and France. 452 U.S. personnel are key leaders for the MFO. The Egyptian official said the crash appeared to be caused by a technical issue. As more government officials threaten American lockdowns due to the coronavirus making a comeback in the United States, a Gallup poll says over half of Americans will not obey the order. In the poll taken between October 19th and November 1st, 49% of respondents said they would be very likely to stay at home for a month if an outbreak happens in their communities. 40% of Republicans polled said they were willing to comply with the stay-at-home order. That's down from 74% in the spring. 87% of Democrats said they're likely to comply. That's down from 91% in March and April. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Major League Baseball picks the Cy Young Award winners for last year's best performers on the mound. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
Major League Baseball announced the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Awards Wednesday for the top pitchers of the year. Cleveland's Shane Bieber was unanimously named the AL winner. Bieber led the majors in ERA and strikeouts and shared the league lead for wins with the Cubs' Yu Darvish. In the National League, Trevor Bauer became the Cincinnati Reds' first ever Cy Young winner, capping a season where he led the NL in ERA and was vital in the Reds, clinching their first playoff spot since 2013. The most valuable player in both leagues will be announced on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Denton True Cy Young was born in 1867 and was a Major League Baseball pitcher born in Gilmore, Ohio. He started his career with the Cleveland Spiders back in 1890. Chipotle is changing the way some operations work. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a total of 2,680 Chipotle locations in the United States as of October 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you've been with us here at USA Prepares on Tuesday for years. Not quite 10 years, but getting close. And Thursdays for the last couple of weeks. I have next Thursday open. Would you let me know if you'd like to be on and continue talking about this highly volatile, highly important, most important subject on the air today, next, well, of course, Tuesdays, and as well next Thursday. So if you'd like it, it's yours.
Well, I appreciate it, Vince. Let me check my itinerary, and we'll talk privately, and I'll let you know if I can pull it off. But I want to, you know, since we discussed right before the end of the break, and I know our time's running down, we talked about this coronavirus and how Cuomo wants to lock down private homes before Thanksgiving. The New York Bar Association calls for mandatory COVID vaccines. This is scary stuff, folks. This is total totalitarianism. This is tyranny. This is medical tyranny. Bill Gates is running around the world meeting with the Prime Minister of the UK, talking about discussing vaccines worldwide. Now, if you recall, on Tuesday, I talked about, and those of you who don't know, who are new listeners, I was in Big Pharma for over 20 years, okay? And they are extremely corrupt, and I've mentioned many, many proven articles published in the public domain about this corrupt industry, and especially GlaxoSmithKline, who I worked for the majority of the time, on how if you did their behaviors by a fraction of 1/1,000,000th, you would be in jail for the rest of your life, and this company is still practicing, making billions of dollars. Now, when Pfizer a few days ago, came out with this vaccine saying it was 90% effective, let's do a little math here, okay, folks, because if we don't use common sense and logic, and true patriots don't have the guts to be hated to say the truth, and if we don't work together, we're going to die alone. Everybody has to play a role, because we're letting the sociopaths, the psychopaths, who need to be loved for fake benevolence, fake nobility, fake self-righteousness, fake philanthropy, all they care about is their own personal addictions to power, money, and control. That's it. We have to make sure that Donald Trump realizes that leaders can't be bigger than the ideas. You have to listen to the people. I know he does, but we have to limit the amount of authority figures. And I'm doing air quotes here, because authority figures and experts are bought and paid for. Nothing matters. See, if nothing matters, if this keeps going, not only will nothing matter, but nothing will ever matter again, because the little people's never going to have representation. There's nothing you can do ever again to control your own destiny. Everything you say, you'll be labeled as a conspiracy theorist or controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, you know, the anti-ism is phobe type thing. Official authorities are now an official bona fide joke in America, okay? Okay? We've proved this. So when Pfizer CEO, when they just came out with this supposed vaccine, what's 90% effective? Let's do a little math. How can that be relevant when COVID has a 99.7% survival rate? These lockdowns that they want to do, not just in the blue states, not just the U.S., but worldwide, to create a totalitarian takeover, okay? I want you to do the math. When you have a vaccine that's 90% effective, and the survival rate is 99.9%, and the lockdowns have been proven to be 1,000 times worse than any COVID could ever be, and then the CEO of Pfizer, have you heard about this, folks? He dumped 62% of his stock on the COVID vaccine announcement. So he pocketed his money. And where did that money come from? I did a little research. U.S. taxpayers subsidized Big Pharma over $2 billion for these so-called vaccines. So when this Pfizer CEO dumped 62% of his stock after the vaccine announcement that he basically theatered, he took this money from you, because subsidized by the U.S. taxpayers by a tune of over $2 billion. And let me give you a little more information. While Big Pharma has been contributing their lobbying money, almost $7 million went to Joe Biden. You know how much went to Donald Trump? $1.5 million. I want you to do some math here. I want you to connect the dots. We are in We are entering a communist insurrection, folks. I want you to listen to all the articles that I've been mentioning for months. I mean, I'm getting to the point that there's so much evidence that I can't even believe what I'm saying. This is so surreal. The fact that this election has not been voided is unbelievable. The powers that be do not give one piece of crap what you think, what your opinion is. It doesn't matter. But yet, D.C. can strip parents of legal guardianship and allow predators to vaccinate their kids without the parents' knowledge. Even though these antibodies from COVID-19 fade very quickly, rendering vaccines useless. But let's not use science and math, because we got to see which experts are bought and paid for to carry the narrative. But we can let, in Massachusetts, we can let radical criminals loose with basically little bail, even though they're murderers and rapists, and they can go out and do it again or they can't be found. In Massachusetts, the abortion, regarding the abortion thing, they're basically creating laws now where if the baby survives late-term abortion and they want to have abortion up to day of birth, the baby survives, there's no rescuing that baby. In other words, it's going to go to the organ mill for the elite to harvest these organs. That's what's happening. And in Minnesota, by the way, there's so much crime that they're now calling for outside police officers to come in, while the people in power are hiring private security with your tax dollars. Folks, you know what? I call myself an average Joe non-hyphenated American for almost 10 years on the radio for a reason. Because I am. I'm an average Joe. Everybody should be doing something. If you don't get on the radio, if you don't write a book, that's fine. You can do other things. We have sacrificed over 1 million combat soldiers for our Bill of Rights and Constitution and freedoms and liberties. And we're just going to basically kick their names in the dirt. We're going to tell their families that those people who died for our country, you guys mean nothing. Well, they're saying your vote means nothing. When you look at all the units of measure of despair, where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications mean almost nothing in America, all of it depending on what group you're in. Drug use through the roof. Not just the street drugs, but the feathering the nest of the antidepressant, antipsychotic drugs, Big Pharma. The hate hoaxes, the forced inoculations, the obesity, GMO foods, 5G and nanotechnology. Inability to protect yourself from guns and free speech. Suicides going through the roof. Depopulation efforts going through the roof. Harvesting late-term abortion baby organs for the wealthy. Pedophilia. Adult mutual consensual sex off the table. Decreased life expectancy, where the people who tattletale snitch are getting benefits, and lockdowns and masks are going through the roof, and a permanent caste system is being created right in front of your eyes. Everybody, we need to read, we need to research. This is not a left-right paradigm. This is an aristocracy trying to control and manage the serfs for their own personal benefit of the power, control, and money addictions that they have. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And Vince, everybody on USA Prepares does it for free, because this is the obligation of being an American. And this is why I try to give information like that website, everylegalvote.com. Everylegalvote.com. It's showing that the current status, with the fraud included, is that Donald Trump is up in electoral votes 232 to Joe Biden 214. Do not believe the mainstream media. There's no certification that's been done for the vote. The GSA needs to certify the election. It's all BS. Everything is made up. It's all propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies, and especially using gaslighting. That's why they're pushing all this president-elect Biden crap. That's why they're pushing all this totalitarian, tyrannical, in New York, you can't have Thanksgiving. I mean, this is all a bunch of BS. And I want you to remember all the math and all the numbers and all the ballot voters and all the eyewitnesses and the whistleblowers and even people in the Dominion software people are coming forward and whistleblowing. Folks, we've been had, we've been taken, we're being duped, we're being played, we're being conned by the very few people at the top. That's why I talk about central banks, private central banks. Because they can print all the money that they want, even digitally, stick it in their pockets for the propaganda and the hoaxes and the takeovers. That's what they do. It's us. Do you really want to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave? If you do, it's either that choice and do something about it, or we're going to go down as the divided groups of buy and of fraud. That's what's going to happen. That's what this country's new name will be. Vince?
Rich, USA Preparers has received a communique, I won't say how, from somebody I trust, and I'm not going to mention his or her name. But the communique states that the Marines are pretty frosted. United States Marine Corps is pretty frosted, not as a whole, but individuals, because their fallen brothers have voted in this rigged election. So Marines who have died have voted after their death in this election. And Marines are frosted. I don't think they're going to let that stand. That's one thing. Another thing is that the Chinese factory outlet has teamed up with a company called Ibotta. It's an application on a cell phone. And people up to, I think they're looking at maybe 1 million people, can get a maximum cashback reward of $20.27. And what is that? Well, things are so bad in the United States of America that Thanksgiving won't be this year what it used to be. So a group of companies like Coke and Campbell's and others, French's, they are going to provide, through this application, some freebies. And that is 3 pounds of butterball turkey, some turkey gravy, French's onions, Idahoan mashed potatoes. We'll be right
Stop
back.
Aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I mentioned that the Chinese factory outlet Walmart is teaming up with some other companies, and they're going to provide what appears to be free meals to people, up to a million of them, this Thanksgiving. Here's my take on it. Okay, so how about the people who are at the top of the heap? Why don't they help America? I'm talking about Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, Steve Ballmer, Elon Musk, Sergey Brin. How about the Waltons, Jim and Rob Walton? How about Michael Bloomberg? How about Charles Koch or Co., however you pronounce it? How about the Knight family? How about Michael Dell? How about John Mars of the candy and pet food industry? There's so many, many people who could help out. Why don't they get up off some of that money that they can't even say? They have so much, they can't even say grace over it. How about if they pitch in and help out? How about that? But I don't think they will, because if they spend some of that on the villagers, then their ranking won't be so high next year. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And then we have these politicians lying at every turn. Every turn, they've gotten a hidden agenda. They know that if they get into office and they make, let's say $185,000 a year as a politician, they can turn that into millions, possibly billions, through influence, selling, treason, and sedition. Rich?
Well, yeah, you ever noticed that list you just made and all the lists that I've made, if not all, They're mostly white males. Well, whatever happened to blaming white males, folks? See, this is what happens when the powers that be brainwash you into protecting your group hyphen and pronoun. We've given free lunch to the elite while they use divide and conquer strategies against us, poisoning us against each other, and forcing the delegitimization of work, making sure that certain groups feel entitled to play the victim group status card, demand to lower the bars and standards of expectations for a job, basically delegitimize work, where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications mean nothing, and they make you doubt your own value, so you feel more despair, so that you demand no protection, rights, and restitution under the rule of law for the people affected and targeted, which gives runaway power to all the big corporations and big government. So you enable them and protect them, the most corrupt companies and industries in the country and the world, and then you give them liability immunity, and then they want to take that, make vaccines, and give it us all poison to lower our immune system. And then we give them liability immunity, while they're creating wealth inequality, while like the example I just mentioned earlier in the show where we are subsidizing their R&D to make these vaccines, and then they're cashing in their big stock options to feather their own pocket. So we give free lunch to the elite because there's certain people out there who want to protect their group hyphen and pronoun. It's time to start being American. Or else precedents are going to eliminate the rule of law. Free lunch will only be given to the elite forever. Hypocrisy and double standards and brainwashing will be a daily thing. Nothing will matter. Nothing will matter.
If you think, class, that there's not, if you think that there's not a double standard, I'm going to prove it to you right now. I bought a large cast iron skillet, really heavy, on Amazon. It's about $18 shipped. I couldn't put that skillet in the same box and ship it across the road to my neighbor for $18. You can go to Sam's Club right now, and if you have a Plus account, you get free shipping. You can buy 38 pounds of cat food for $19.98. 38 pounds, and they'll ship it to you, included in the price. How is it possible that the Walton family, the major shareholder of Walmart / Sam's Club, how can they do that? Because they've got a special deal. They've got a special deal on shipping. Can you imagine shipping a bag of dog food, let's say two bags of dog food, $20 a piece, 40 pounds of dog food, shipping two of those, and getting free shipping from Walmart? If you spend more than $35, you get free shipping. Anybody. How is it possible that the post office or UPS or FedEx could deliver two 40-pound bags of dog food for $40? How is that possible? With the dog food and the packaging and the labels and the handling and all the rest of it. How is that possible? It's not possible without special deals and concessions. And who's paying for that? Well, I guess that would be you and me and Rich. There are special deals for them, and they're crushing their competitors with these special deals. Because that local little hardware store that might sell dog food absolutely, positively couldn't compete. It probably costs $40 to send you one bag of dog food without the dog food. We're going down. We're going down. I can see it. I can feel it. I don't like it. Rich, anything you want to say in the last 10 seconds?
Folks, just remember, the nation is not only on the ballot, but everybody around the world who wants to live free. Freedom, liberty, and the rule of law is on the ballot. Everything is at stake. Keep that in mind. Thank you for being here today.
Well said. Well said. Thank you, Rich.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.